आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So, we were discussing the topic of videha mukti. What happens to Jivan Mukta when he leaves this body? So it is said he gets videha mukti, no more rebirth after that. So his body may fall anywhere. He does not wait for an auspicious time or an auspicious days or any particular circumstances. He will not crave that my body should fall in Kasi or the prana should go out only in the Brahma Muhurat, or when I leave my prana at that time, my devotees or all my family members should be there. No. He does not look into desh, kal and paristhiti. He will leave. And his body is compared to the leaf of a tree. Like the leaves fall, after that when it goes to the auspicious place or inauspicious place, or it is crushed on the crossroad, does not matter to tree. Similarly, Atman is not concerned. What happens to the body? Not concerned. Then another example was given, like in the fire, you put anything, it will reduce to ash. Similarly, the Atmavit, the Jnani, he has burnt his body, mind, intellect. How? By the fire of the knowledge. He is not giving any importance to it now. It's all burned. Then it says, what is real mukti? It is not the dropping of the gross body, not the real mukti. Many people think after this body drops, I will get the mukti. No. Mukti we can get while living here only. While living we can become Jivan Mukta. And such Jivan Mukta's body, when it drops, he becomes Videha Mukta. Videha Mukta, no more birth. No more birth. For sannyasi, is it living of the danda and kamandalu is a videha mukti or a mukti? No, it's not that. Then what is mukti? So it is said, when hriday granthi is destroyed, you know what is hriday granthi. Avidya kam karma. And in this hriday granthi, avidya is the most subtle, you know. This avidya is vasna. How this avidya granthi is destroyed? Avidya is destroyed by vidya. Very simple, understand the science. Avidya will be destroyed by vidya. How you will get this vidya? Sravan manan nididhyasan. There is no other way. No other way. This avidya can be removed in the sravan kal from the guru, teacher, vidya. So when this is removed, what happens? Agyan is gone. Agyan is gone means vasana is gone. Vasana is gone means the causal body is gone. Karan sarir is gone. If karan sarir is not there, then there is no question of gross body and subtle body. Karan sarir ends while living. Understand? Karan sarir ends while living. How it ends? By vidya. Gone. Then after that, for agyani, karan sarir is there, causal body is there, agyan is there. Therefore, even the body drop, the subtle body travels. But in the case of jnani, causal body is not there, already destroyed. Gross body also drops. What happens to the subtle body? Since the karan sarir is not there, there is no question of sthul sarir and sushma sarir. Sushma sarir also, as we have studied in Tattvabodh, it is made of subtle panchamahabhut. That also disintegrate. Katam. Videha mukti. Then it was said that just as the darkness which is different from the sunlight vanishes in the sun's effulgence, the moment sun's effulgence is there, there is no darkness. Similarly, the whole world vanishes into Brahman. Whole world vanishes into Brahman. How it happens? Now Shankaracharya is going to give us few examples. In two verses, he is giving examples. Verse number 566.
Ghate nashte yatha vyoma.
Ghate nashte yatha vyoma.
Vomaiva bhavati sputam.
Vomaiva bhavati sputam.
Tathaivo padhi vilaye, brahmaiva brahmavit swayam,
brahmaiva brahmavit swayam.
Ghate nashte yatha vyoma, vyomaiva bhavati sputam. Tathaivo padhi vilaye, brahmaiva brahmavit swayam.
Ghate nashte yatha vyoma. Ghate nashte, there is a ghat, a pot, clay pot. And in the clay pot we say there is a pot space. Pot space. And outside the pot space, what is there? Mahakas. Mahakas. Suppose we are holding a ghat, and the ghat, you drop it, and the ghat breaks, the conditioning breaks. So what happened to the pot space? So it is said pot space merged into mahaspace, total space, it merged. Ghatanaste yatha vyoma, the pot space, when the pot is broken, vyome bhavati spuram, it is clearly seen that it becomes limitless space, it merges. Tatha eva upadhi vilaye, in the same way, when the upadhi, this conditioning, ghat has got a upadhi. Similarly, this upadhi, gross body is also upadhi. Tatha eva upadhi vilaye, brahma eva brahma vit swayam. Then that brahma vit, what happens? His atma becomes Brahman. You see, Mahakas knows that there is no thing, nothing like that pot space. Mahakas knows there is no Ghatakas. From the Jnani Drishti, we say this is pot space. From our understanding ways, this is shrine, this is a bedroom, this is bathroom, this is kitchen, this is our understanding. Why? Because of the conditioning, because of the upadhi we made. You remove the upadhi, what will happen to the shrine space? It will become total space. Similarly, the Brahman is indivisible, cannot be cut into pieces. But when this upadhi was formed, we call it Brahman with upadhi inside is Atman. When this upadhi drops, what will happen to the Atman? In Atman merges into Brahman. Really speaking, there is no merging. There is no merging at all. There was no division at all. From the standpoint of total space, there cannot be any division. Gurudev says, when the body, mind and intellect are transcended, the knower of the Brahman becomes Brahman. We have to only transcend them. We don't have to destroy them. Transcend them. What was till now an intellectual understanding became a direct subject of experience. Now it is aparoksha anubhuti, direct experience. There should not be any problem. We see the children solving the puzzle with 1,000 parts. Somewhere I read they have got the 1,000 parts and that they have to solve the puzzle. So Bhagavan has given a so simple puzzle, those things are only Atma and Anatma, we are not able to solve it. What is this? With the 1,000 puzzle, you children can do it and we say, oh, this is it. Only two things puzzle is given. And both are with us only. We don't have to unite also. It is so united that Jada Chetan Granthi, that's all. We have to solve it, that's all. There is Jada, there is Chetan. Jada is giving me sorrow, Chetan is giving me sukh. I want sukh. But if you want dukkha only, continue to associate with anatma, dukkhale. It will continuously supply you dukkha. Next.
Kshiram kshire yatha kshiptam. Kshiram kshire yatha kshiptam. Tailam taile jalam jale. Tailam taile jalam jale. Sanyuktam ekatam yati. Sanyuktam ekatam yati. Tathātmanyātmavinmunihi, tathātmanyātmavinmunihi, kshīram kshīre yathākshiptam, tailam taile jalam jale, samyuktam ekatām yāti, yathātmanyātmavinmuni.
Shankaracharya says that if you are not able to understand the pot space and the total space, a little bit subtle. Then he's giving example from our own household. We all know milk, we know oil, we know water. He said, chiram chire yatha chiptam. If you pour, suppose you have got 4 cup of milk and you are putting cup number 1 milk in one pot, again in the same pot we are putting number 2 cup, number 3 cup, number 4 cup. After that, can you now find out which one is cup number 1 milk in that pot? It has become one. You can't distinguish. It has become one. Similarly, you take 4 cups of oil, cup number 1, 2, 3, 4, put it in a pot. 1, 2, 3. Can you distinguish after that? No. Jalam, take 4 cups of water. Put it in one container. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can you distinguish? No, we can't distinguish. Sanyuktam ekatam yati. They become one. We can't distinguish now. They become one. Tatha atmani atmavitmuni. In the same way, one who has realized Atman becomes one with the Brahman. Don't think Atman and Brahman are two different things. From day one we are seeing what is Brahman, what is Atman. Brahman conditioned with the Upadhi is Atman. For understanding purpose. Atman unconditioned is Brahman. So Atman is equal to Brahman. And from the Brahman standpoint, there cannot be any division. We cannot say, I have got one Atman, Auntie Ji has got Atman, one insect has got Atman, or Corona has got Atman. Same Atman. Same Atman. Same existence, consciousness, bliss. It is one and same. So when the body drops, what happens? It merges, it becomes one. It was never separate. Just to explain to us, Shankaracharya is giving a different example. It says, in order to illustrate the subtle idea described in the previous verse, Shankar, the teacher, brings out yet another beautiful example. It is impossible for the human intellect to understand that at the moment of realization, his entire separative, egocentric sense will end, jiva end, and that he shall become the pure self. You become Brahman. This unique experience gained on transcending the intellect is being communicated here with the world example for the struggling intellect of the student. For our understanding, he says, this is like, actually it was never separate. Never separate. Just as when oil is mixed with the oil, they merge to become one homogeneous mass of oil. Similarly, the consciousness in the bosom till now playing as an individual, when it transplants the BMI during the moment of the deepest contemplation and meditation, it merges with the self to become one with the self. In the Aparoksha Anubhuti, we come to know that Mahi Atma is Madatma Sarva Bhutatma. It is one and the same. So long as the dreamer lives the dream, the teacher in the dream can never make the dreamer understand that on awakening from the dreamer will become the waker. You know dream number two and dream number one. Now try to visualize you are in dream number two. And in dream number two, you are studying Vivek Chudamani. And the teacher is telling you that you are a dreamer. You are actually a waker of dream number one. That teacher will hit his head 1,000 times to tell you that you are waker. You are not dreamer. You are waker. You are waker. You are waker. But will you accept? No. In dream number one now, Shankaracharya is saying you are Brahman. You are Brahman. You are not a jiva. You are Brahman. You are Brahman. But we don't accept. Next.
Evam videha kaivalyam.
Evam videha kaivalyam.
Sanmatratvam akhanditam.
Sanmatratvam akhanditam.
Brahma bhavam prapadyesha.
Brahma bhavam prapadyesha.
Yatirna vartate punaha.
Yatirna vartate punaha.
Evam videha kaivalyam. Sanmatratvam akhanditam. Brahma bhavam prapadyesha. Yatirna vartate punaha.
Now Shankaracharya says that the realized person does not come back. Esa yati na avartate punaha. Esa yati, this seeker, na avartate. He does not come back. Come back as a jiva. Evam videha kaivalyam. Evam videha kaivalyam. One who has understood the kaivalyam. One who has realized. One who has realized by his aparoksha anubhuti. When he died, he becomes Videha Mukta. Jivan Mukta becomes Videha Mukta. Jivan Mukta becomes Videha Mukta. So while living, he was identified with the truth. And after death, again identified with the truth. Which truth? Sanmatrattam, pure existence. And how that pure existence? Akhanditam, unbroken. So Brahma Bhavam Prapadya, having attained this Brahma Bhav, how he got this Brahma Bhav? He got this Brahma Bhav by Sravan Manan Nididhyasan and Nirvikalp Samadhi. Nididhyasan means Savikalp Samadhi. From Savikalp Samadhi, we reach to Nirvikalp Samadhi. So he attained this Aparoksha Nibhuti by Sravan Manan Nididhyasan and Nirvikalp Samadhi. And after dropping, khatam. No more jeev bhava, no more deha bhava. A jnani has got a jeev bhava and deha bhava. I am this body. But jnani, he has got the brahma bhava. He will not have to come back to study Vivek Chudamani again. He will not be reborn. He will not have to go to school to study. He will not have to do the chanting of Vishnu Sahasranam anymore. Kuch nahi karna hai. Khatam, sab khatam. All over. Esa yati na avartana. This is a line from Vridharanyaka Upanishad. It is also found in Narad Paribrajaka Upanishad also. At two places we find this. So Gurudev says, experience of Kaivalya is a Brahma Bhava. Having attained this, the seeker never comes back into the realm of change. The individual who has lifted himself from his identification with the BMI and realized Om never returns to the realm of bondage. Never comes back. Why he never comes back? Because the causal body is destroyed. What is causal body? Agyan. His agyan is destroyed. How agyan is destroyed? He went to Guru and did the Sravan. Agyan will go away only in Sravan Kal. Next.
Sadatmaikatva vijnana.
Sadatmaikatva vijnana.
Dagdha vidyadivashmanah.
Dagdha vidyadivashmanah.
Amusya brahma bhutatvat.
Amusya brahma bhutatvat.
Brahmanah kuta udbhavah.
Brahmanah kuta udbhavah.
Sadatmaikatva vijnana. Dagdha vidyadivashmanah. Amusya brahma bhutatvat brahmanah kuta udbhava.
Sat atma ekatva vijnana. Sat. Sat means Brahman, Satchidananda. Sat, Brahman. Atma. Brahman which is conditioned with the upadhi is called atma. Then ekatva, oneness. We have to understand that the atma and Brahman is one and the same. Vijnanam. Vijnanam means vishesh jnanam. What is Vishesh Gyan? In Sravan Kal you get only the theoretical knowledge. In Savikalp and Nirvikalp Samadhi you get the Aparoksha Anubhuti. So when this Aparoksha Anubhuti happens, Vijnanam, in Aparoksha Anubhuti you come to know, I am not a limited jeev, I am that Brahman. So what will happen? Dagda Vidyadi Varsmanah. Dagda burned. What are all those things burned? Avidya. Avidya is gone. Ignorance is gone. Ignorance about our true nature. We are ignorant about our true nature that I am Brahman. So when in Nirvikalp Samadhi we understand that I am that Brahman, then avidya is gone. I am no more jiva. I am Brahman. And dagda varsmana, the bodies. Varsmana, bodies also burn. Which body? Gross body, subtle body, and the causal body. All three bodies are burned. All three bodies are burned. That means identification with the bodies are burned. Body will remain. After experience of the truth also, to experience my rest of prarabdha, this gross body will be there till prarabdha end. But identification, burned. I am no more giving importance to gross body and subtle body. Amusya brahma bhutatvat. So how many things are destroyed by this knowledge? Three things. One is the avidya, ignorance. Number two, hriday granthi, avidya kam karma. This is also destroyed. Number three, identification with the three bodies. That also is born. So three things happen together. Amusya brahma bhutatvat brahmana. Then after becoming Brahman in aparoksha anubhuti, brahmana kuta udbhava? How can Brahma ever have rebirth? Brahma is unborn. How that unborn Brahman can take a birth? What is the logic behind videha mukti? Why he is not born? He has become Brahman. Once we become Brahman, after that, no question of rebirth. So once a person becomes Brahman by aparoksha anubhuti, how can that Brahman unborn can again be born? Jeev is reborn, but not Brahman. Jeev is reborn. Who is Jeeva? Ignorant. He is reborn, not Brahman. So why will Brahman take birth? Brahma bhutatva kuta udbhava. Once you become Brahman, how can there be a rebirth of Brahman? There cannot be. Gurudev says the apprehension of reality burns down the entire series of complications from avidya up to gross body. Up to the gross body, tattvabodh. What is the cause of gross body and subtle body? It is the karan sarir. What is this karan sarir? It is avidya. Now this avidya is burned. So therefore, the cause, avidya, and its effect, subtle body and the gross body, all destroyed. The individual who has apprehended the reality becomes Brahman. Having become Brahman, how can there be any more becoming for him? The birth of a thing is the destruction of its previous condition. Brahman is indestructible. How can it have birth? Now you may ask, but Swamiji, how was it first born? It never was. It never was. This is coming in verse number 575. This verse is from the Mandukya Upanishad, which will come. Then what am I now? Abhi kya hai? This whole jagat and all that? Nothing. It's not there. What is that? Maya. What is Maya? Ya masa Maya. That which is not there, that is Maya. But we are seeing everything on... nothing, nothing is there. But whatever you are seeing is Maya only. Then why should I struggle to realize? Don't struggle. If it is not there, why should I struggle? Don't struggle. Just be it. If you think you are other than it, then struggle. If you are thinking you are not Brahman, if you are thinking you are Jeev, then struggle. Then struggle. By all means. But we know that you are not, for you are nothing but Brahman alone. Next.
Maya kripto bandha moksho. Maya kripto bandha moksho. Nasta swatmani vastutah. Nasta swatmani vastutah. Yatharajjo nishkriyayam. Yatharajjo nishkriyayam. Sarpa bhasa vinirgamo. sarpabhasa vinirgamo maya kripto bandha mokso nastasvatmani vastutah yatha rajyo nishkriyayam sarpabhasa vinirgamo.
So now high Advait Vedant is being discussed from verse number 572 to 575. Bandhan and Mukti. What is this Bandhan and Mukti? Where is this Bandhan and Mukti? Bondage and liberation? It is in Maya. It is not in the truth, in the reality, not in the Atman, not in the Brahman. That is Shankaracharya is going to explain us. Bandha moksha maya kriptau. This maya conjured of the bandhan and mukti. Nasta swatmani vastuta. They do not exist in Atman. It's not related to the truth. It is related to maya. So bandhan and mukti are the result of maya. Bandhan and mukti are because of maya. It is born because of maya. Bandhan and Mukti is superimposed by Maya. Bandhan and Mukti is the imagination of Maya. It is not in the truth. From the lower level, so long we are Jiva, we think about Bandhan and Mukti. But from the highest standard point, there is no Bandhan, there is no Mukti. It's all caused by our ignorance. Ignorance of not apprehending the truth. Therefore, this is whole creation is there. Now, Shankaracharya is giving example. Yatha, just as. Sarpa, abhasa. Sarpa, snake. Abhasa, appearance. Appearance of snake. Binargamau, and disappearance of snake. Just as the appearance of snake and disappearance of snake, rajyau niskriyayam, rajyau, the rope, niskriyayam. The rope does not undergo any change. Rajyau, the rope does not change at all. If there is an appearance of snake on the rope, or disappearance of the snake, there is no change in the rope. There is no change in the rope. So when there is sufficient light, you see rope as a rope. You see as a rope as a rope. There is no sarpa. From the standpoint of rope, if you ask rope, have you created snake? Rope will say no. Who created? Your mind. Your mind created. The rope did not undergo any change when the sarp was superimposed or the snake was superimposed. Snake was not there for three periods of time. It is just an illusion. In past, snake was not there. When I put a torch light, the snake is not there. Only it is my projection of mind that the snake is there. Rope never created or dissolved the snake. Then where did the illusion of the snake happen? Is it in our mind or rope? Think. Where this illusion happened? Is it in the rope or is it in the mind? Actually, it is in mind. You see, if it is a rope, that snake will remain always. If it is in the snake, everybody will see snake. Is it not so? It will stay there. Whosoever comes there, he will see the snake only. But that is not our experience. Somebody sees snake, some other people don't see, or they see something else. Or is it in mind? If it is in mind, then it will happen anywhere, anytime, without rope also. Is it happening? Can you see a snake anytime, anywhere without rope? No. Therefore, both are needed. Outside the substratum of the snake is the rope. Inside the substratum of the snake is our mind. So both rope and mind are required. Both are substratum. So because of the ignorance, it is happening. If the ignorance is not there, we can't see snake. When our understanding changes, snake vanishes. Snake is not there. How our understanding changes? I put a torch light and see, no, this is not snake, this is rope. It is my understanding which changed. So Maya is the cause of bandhan and mukti. Gurudev says, the concepts of bondage and liberation are in the realm of non-apprehension. They do not exist in the self. When somebody superimposes the idea of the snake in the rope does not change. The appearance and disappearance of the delusory serpent will never change the rope. Similarly, the Atman, the self, the infinite Brahman is not affected by the stupid plurality that individualized egos in their hallucination have come to experience. It is creation of our mind. Next.
Avritte sadasattvabhyam.
Avritte sadasattvabhyam.
Vaktavye vandha mokshane.
Vaktavye vandha mokshane.
Navriti brahmana kachita, navriti brahmana kachita, anya bhavada navritam,
anya bhavada navritam,
yadyastya dvaitaha nisyat,
yadyastya
dvaitaha nisyat, dvaitam no sahate shrutihi,
dvaitam no sahate shrutihi,
avritte sadasattvabhyam, vaktavye bandha mokshane, navriti brahmana kachita, anya bhavada navritam, yadyastadvaitahani syad dvaitam no sahate shruti.
Sat asat abhyam avritte bandha mokshane vaktavye. Sat asat abhyam, presence or its absence of what? Avritte, of the veiling. Of the veiling. Bandha mokshane vaktavye. It is spoken as the bandhan and moksha. When the avritti is there, when the veiling is there, it is bandhan. When the veiling is not there, it is mukti. It is mukti. So absence of knowledge is bandhan. Absence of knowledge of our true nature, that I am Brahman, it is bandhan. So long I don't have this knowledge. And presence of the knowledge, mukti. So absence of knowledge, absence of torchlight, we see sarpa. Presence of torchlight, no sarpa, no snake. So absence of knowledge, bandhan. Presence of knowledge, mukti. So Shankaracharya says, the talk of bandhan and mukti is of no use. We should not talk about bandhan and mukti. Why Shankaracharya? Na abriti brahman kachit. Nobody can cover Brahman. Nobody can Brahman. Why nobody can cover Brahman? Anya bhavatana abritam. Because there is nobody else than Brahman is there. Koi dusra hai hi nahi, to who will cover Brahman? Abriti, when there is a covering, It is bandhan. What is the covering? Agyan. Maya. It is because of Maya. Remember, Maya has got two power, veiling power and projecting power. Veiling power, tamogun. Projecting power, rajogun. And with the sattogun, I can remove the veiling power and the projecting power. The Maya has got all three guna. So long the veiling is there, bandhan is there. When I remove the veiling, I am mukta. But Shankaracharya is saying, why are you discussing about the bandhan and mukti? He said, na abriti brahmana kachit, nobody can cover this Brahman. Why Shankaracharya? But there is nobody other than Brahman here. Who can cover Brahman? Think. Maya. Maya is not there. Yama is not there. Who else is there? Other than Brahman, nothing else is there. Anya bhava, there is no one other than Brahman. Brahman is advitiya. We say, na? Advitiya. Who can cover Brahman? In Sufi Kavwali, it is said, samaj mein nahi aata tera parda karna, tere alawa aur koi hai nahi. I am not able to see you. Samaj mein nahi aata tera parda karna. There is a curtain. And he is saying, nobody else is there beside you. Where is this parda? But I am not able to understand. So parda is in my buddhi. Parda is not covering Brahman. Parda is in my buddhi. How can I remove this parda? This curtain I can remove this by knowledge. Okay. But this is, tum to ek gorak dhanda hai, bhajan hai. Tum to ek gorak dhanda hai. It's a mystery. Nobody is able to know. It's a top secret. It's raja guhya. Raj vidya, raja guhya. But in the first line you said Maya is covering. But Maya is unreal. It is not there. Maya can't cover Brahman. Maya can't cover Brahman. If Maya can cover Brahman, then understand, Maya becomes greater than Brahman. If Maya has got the power to cover the Brahman, then Maya becomes greater than Brahman. It will have same reality. There will be two realities. There will be two realities. Like we have got two parties here in America, na? Republic and Democrat. Now people have to vote. Kisko dena hai? So all agyani will give vote to Maya. Why? Because it is real. They are transacting with that. So they all will vote for Maya. Agyani? Agyani will say, no, no. Maya is not there. They will vote for the truth. Yadi asti, if veiling exists, if veiling exists, advaithani syat, if you say that there is a veiling, there is something other than truth, then it is advait ki hani ho gai. Advaithani, then it contradicts the non-duality Brahman. We always say the Brahman is advaya, non-dual, non-dual, non-dual. Uski hani ho gai, if you say it is covering is there. Then it is advaitahani, dvaitam na sahate shruti, dvaitam the duality, shruti will not accept. Na sahate, nahi sahan karegi shruti. Shruti always says, Brahman is advaita. But if you say, no, there is a Brahman and something is covering, there are two things, two realities, shruti will say, no, I don't accept. And we all know Maya. Maya na sahate vichara. Maya does not stand inquiry. The moment you inquire, it is not there. It is not there. Okay. So what is the valid means of knowledge? Can I say individual opinion is also source of knowledge and Vedanta is also source of knowledge? So what is the drawback, what is the shortcoming of the individual knowledge? If I say no, Praman, source of knowledge, means of knowledge, for that truth is a personal opinion of a person. If I express my opinion, other person will come in and refute it. Aapne galat keh diya hai sir. Like Shankaracharya refuted all Dvaitins. All Dvaitins he refuted. So it cannot be personal opinion. So Ved are the praman for knowing that truth. But Ved also is not an opinion of one saint. One saint. And Ved also we have to accept it if it is based on Shruti, Yukti, Anubhuti. Three things have to happen. If Ved says this cell phone is not there, don't accept it. Because Yukti and Anubhuti is not happening. My Anubhuti is there, it is here. If Veda says this cell phone is not there, even if Veda chant 1,000 mantra, don't accept it. Because the Yukti and Anubhuti says it is there. It is not a non-existent, it is existing. So when the Shruti says, we have to put our logic also. Yukti. Then personal experience. Anubhuti. Sravan, manan. Then nityityasana, anubhuti. We have to experience also. Gurudev says, bondage lies in the non-apprehension of the reality. When it is veiled, avaran, there is a bondage. Having withdrawn from the equipment, sravan, manan, nididhyasan, reduce the rajogun and tamogun. By sravan, manan, nididhyasan, rajogun and tamogun are removed. Tamogun, veiling power. Rajogun, projecting power. You become calm and peaceful. As the agitation becomes less, sattva-guna becomes predominant, the mind becomes calmer, calmer the mind, the greater the contemplativeness. With the contemplative intellect, one apprehends the reality and says, till now I did not know Brahman, now I know what Brahman is. We come to know. In fact, never can there be any veiling of Brahman. How can Brahman be veiled? With what will it be veiled? In Brahman there is a total absence of any otherness. Anya bhava, in the self, there is nothing but the self. How can there be a vidya in vidya? Brahman is vidya. When the vidya is there, how can there be a vidya? If once you come to know 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, can the avidya that I don't know 2 plus 2 happen? No, it will not happen. Brahman is never veiled, so it can never be revealed. It is not veiled, there is no question of bandhan, no mukti. It is always there. If you say there is a veiling, it will be the destruction of the idea that the Brahman is one without second. The infinite can only be one. The moment you say veiled, there are two realities, both of them become finite. Because infinite can only, one thing can be infinite. There cannot be two infinites. If there are two infinite, they become limited. If they are limited, they become drishya. It is seen. When it is seen, then Amar Brahman will be khatam ho jayega, mar jayega Brahman. Because it is seen. If it is conditioned even by 0.0001, it becomes finite. The infinite has no part, Brahman is non-dual, and the scriptures will brook no idea of duality. From the standpoint of the self, there is no anatman. Chalo. Ghum Pirke, we have come to two things, Atma and Anatman. From the standpoint of Atma, Anatma is not there. Shankar talks from the highest standpoint when he is trying to talk to us of the nature of absolute Brahman. From the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Anatman. Whole Anatman is Maya. What is Maya? Yama. So from the standpoint of Brahman, no Anatman. Next.
Bandhan cha mokshan cha mriseva mudaha. Bandhan cha mokshan cha mriseva mudaha. Buddher gunam vastu nikalpayanti. Buddher gunam vastu nikalpayanti. Drigavritim megha kritam yatharavo.
Drigavritim megha kritam yatharavo.
Yato dvaya sangachideta daksharam. Yato dvaya sangachideta daksharam. Bandham cha moksham cha mriseva mudaha. Buddher gunam vastu nikalpayanti. Drigavritim megha kritam yatharavo. Yato dvaya sangachideta daksharam.
Bandham moksham mrisa eva buddhe. Bandham moksham bondage. Moksham mukti. Mrisa, it is false. Where is this? Buddhe. This is in the intellect. Okay. Then next statement, Shankaracharya says, Mudha. Mudha means the deluded fools. Mudha. What they do? Gunam vastu ni kalpayanti. They superimpose on the vastu, on the reality. Bandhan and mukti, they are in the intellect. But the mudha, deluded fools, they superimpose on the reality. Who is this mudha? Unintelligent, who has not done inquiry. They talk about the concept of bandhan and mukta. It is the concept of buddhi. It is not in the truth. Bandhan and mukti is in the buddhi. This is in anatma. It is not in atma, understand? Bandhan and mukti is in anatma, in buddhi. Buddhi is in anatma. Bandhan and mukti is not there in the Brahman, in the truth. Why? Other than Brahman, nothing else is there. Already Shankaracharya just said. And we have studied also in Amrit Bindu Upanishad, Manev Manushyanam Karanam Bandha Mokchayo. Manev Manushyanam. It is the mind. That is the cause of Bandhan and Mukti. What is Bandhan? Bandhaya Vishyasatnam Muktam Nirvisham Smritam. If you are attached to Vishay, sense object, anatma. If you are attached to anatma, then you are bound. If you are unattached, mukti, nirvesadam. So where is this bandhan mukti? Anatma. What is buddhi? Anatma. Attached to what? Anatma. Vishaya saktam, vishaya is anatma. So if you identified with the Vishaya, bandhan. If you are not identifying with the Vishaya, you are mukta. Then say, drik abhrittim vekritam yatha khau, yata advaya sanga chit eta charam. As the veiling of the eyes by the cloud is superimposed upon the sun. When we say that today it is cloudy, it has covered sun. No, sun is not covered. What is covered? It is my eyes. Our eyes are covered. Covered with what? With the clouds. Clouds cannot cover sun. You go above the cloud. How much of cloud is there? Only above Chicago city, that's all. So who is covering? Is the cloud covering? Whom? Covering our eyes, not sun, not sun. But we superimpose, ignorant we superimpose. We don't accept my eyes are covered. We say sun is covered. See? Sun is covered. And how is that truth? Yat advaya sanga chit etat aksharam. In fact, immutable reality is the chit, non-dual and unattached. Same way, there is no bandhan and mukti in the self. Atma is advait. To inspire seeker, we talk about the moksha. When we realize the truth, we will realize that I was never bound. Sun is never covered by the cloud. Similarly, when I realize that I am that truth, you will come to know I was never bound. Gurudev says, you put your hands over your eyes and say that the whole world is darkened. If your vision was covered by a cloud, you say that the sun has come out again. In point of fact, the sun never went away nor came back. It always was. It is only the clouds which came and went. The clouds are neither in the sun nor in the eye. They are somewhere in between. Next.
Astiti pratyayo yascha.
Astiti pratyayo yascha.
Yascha nastiti vastuni. Yascha nastiti vastuni. Buddhereva gunavetau. Buddhereva gunavetau. Natu nityasya vastunah. Natu nityasya vastunah. Astiti pratyayo yascha. Yascha nastiti vastuni. Buddhereva gunavetau. Natu nityasya vastunah.
Astiti pratyaya chaya nastiti vastuni. Asti, the bondage is asti. Nasti, bondage is not there. Where is that? It is said Buddha eva guno. This is the pratyaya, this is thought. Where? It is in buddhi. I am bound or I am liberated. This is in buddhi. This is not in Atman. Why? Because this bandhan and mukti are pratyaya. It is a thought. It is a vritti. This is inert. And Atman is the illuminator of it. It is different from the vritti. It is different from the thought. Bandhan thought is also illuminated and the mukti thought is also illuminated. By whom? By that consciousness. That consciousness illumines all vrittis. Bandhan is also a vritti. Mukti is also a vritti. It relates to anatma. Who is illuminating? It is illumined by that consciousness. Buddha eva guna eto natu nitya savastuna. So this is the property or this is related to buddhi, not to Atman. Not to Atman. Raman Maharshi said in Sadarshan, Mudha Vivada. Some people say Jagat is there. Other people say, no, Jagat is not there. Then Raman Maharshi says, who is saying that? Who are you? Who are you? You are other than the Jagat. You are that Brahman. You are that Brahman. Our all thoughts are illumined by consciousness. I know and I don't know. Both are illumined by consciousness. Both are illumined. Asti, nasti. Bondage is not. Both are illumined by consciousness. And once you become jnani, no question of again becoming ajnani or jiva. In Gita, it is said, yat katva nani vartante. Yat katva, having reached there, after that, there is no coming back. And all the doubt, vidyate hridaye ganti, chidyate sarva samsaya, all doubts and everything will be over. So we will see one more verse and then complete.
Atastau mayaya kripto.
Atastau mayaya kripto.
Bandhamoksho na chatmani.
Bandhamoksho na chatmani.
Nishkale nishkriye shante.
Nishkale nishkriye shante.
Niravadde niranjane.
Niravadde niranjane.
Advitiye pare tatve.
Advitiye pare tatve.
Vyomavat kalpana kutah. Vyomavat kalpana kutah. Atasto mayaya kripto. Bandhamoksho na chatmani. Nishkale nishkriye shante. Niravadde niranjane. Advitiye pare tatve. Vyomavat kalpana kutah.
Atah, therefore, tau. Tau means the bandhan and mukti, both two. Maya kripto are in the maya only, in the anatma only. They are in the form of vritti only. Bandhan and mukti are in the intellect level only. Nacha atmani, they are not in atma. It's proved. What is atma? It's the illuminator. Illuminator of both, veiling and mukti. Asti, nasti. Both are in the form of thoughts. And who is illuminating? The consciousness is illuminating, which is different from aham vritti and idam vritti. But what is this atma? Niskale. Niskale is partless. Then niskriye, devoid of any activity, no action. Sante, serene, no vritti. Vritti is in an atma. Remember, suddaham is different from aham vritti. Vritti is vritti only, thought, inert. Sante, serene, nirvadde, unimpeachable, no decay, no modification in the atma tattva. Niranjane, can't be contaminated. Advitiye pare tattve, vyomavat kalpana kutah. As there can be no limitation regarding the infinite space. The space is infinite, is the most subtle. How can there be any limitation regarding the supreme reality, which is devoid of parts, devoid of activity, serene, unimpeachable, untainted, and non-dual? If the space has got no limit, then subtler than space is the Atma Tattva, that truth, that Brahman. If space has got no limit, can we put a limitation on the Atma Tattva? No. We can't put. Gurudev says, hence bondage and liberation are the creation of the non-apprehension of reality. In the self, they do not exist. How can there be any idea of limitation in that which is without parts, without activity, calm, unimpeachable, taintless, one without a second, and all-pervading like space? It is more subtler than even space. It pervades space also. Atman is the subtlest. Now comes the na nirodho, na cha utpatti, na baddho, na sadhaka. This is from Vridharanyaka Upanishad. That we'll see in our next class. Next class we will be able to complete Vivek Chudamani. That will happen on next Sunday, 30th. We'll complete Vivek Chudamani on that day. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.